Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The poll numbers show that Joe Biden has a lead over President Trump. As a matter of fact, he's been ahead of the president in polling numbers since polling began earlier this year. What are the reasons behind this gap in the polls, and what will it take for the president to win the election? When the late winter, early spring polls were announced, the U.S., along with the rest of the world, experienced the first unveiling of the coronavirus. When the president announced the halt to travel from China, Democrats attacked him as xenophobic and racist. The Amen media repeated those attacks, and in some cases even doubled down against the president. Next, the president asked for social distancing, and the shutdown began. The initial reaction from Democrats was to criticize the president, and Nancy Pelosi even led a shoulder-to-shoulder walk down San Francisco's Chinatown. While Democrats changed their minds on both of the president's actions, the president's approval ratings went down. The president only added to the decline in his numbers by battling with the media that hates him, and he did so in a boisterous manner. Meanwhile, Joe Biden was hidden in his basement, and statements written by his staff were released to the media. No one heard from Biden personally, and of course, there were no questions being directed to him by the media. As a matter of fact, the media actually praised his so-called poised manner while attacking the president's garrulous attitude. The latest polling numbers do show a narrowing between Biden and the president. And why is that? First of all, Joe Biden is starting to come out of his bunker and has made a couple of speeches. The public has been able to see that he's just reading his speeches. And the public has also been able to see that when he did have one or two of those so-called Q&A sessions with the press, he had a list of who to call on. Now, that list included the names of the people, who they represented, and they were in a certain order. He actually got it out of order at one point and corrected himself. The questions from the press were softball in nature and obviously approved by his campaign ahead of time. Now, add to this Biden's lack of substantial talking points about how he would deal with the various issues that revealed a man who was not orchestrating his thoughts very well or his campaign. On the other hand, the president has been out front. He's calmed down during the press conferences, and when confronted with an overly contentious question, such as, when will you tell the country that you lied over 10,000 times, he calmly went on to other questions. He never lost his composure. As a result of these and other issues, the polling numbers show a slow narrowing. This is comparable to the campaign of 2016. What will it take for the president to win the election? Now, Republicans have to concentrate on the fact that the unemployment number for all groups were at an all-time low during the first couple weeks in January. The stock market was reaching 30,000 for the first time. The pandemic took the wind out of the president's economic sails. That's true. But now that we're on an economic incline and more people are going back to work and the stock market has reached 20,000, things have begun to shift. Republicans have to concentrate on the recovery being as swift as it has been and how it is reaching into all corners of society. If the vaccine is produced before the election and society is opening up once again, the results will be a turnaround in the polling numbers. At this point, all indications are that the president is poised to wait until the last moment and then surge to victory just as he did in 2016. There is a formula for the president's victory, and those around him have got to follow that formula. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.